EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
The question is there an age limit? And what point do you stop dressing up for Halloween? And that's the question that our intern Hannah was asking. And honestly, I don't know about you, Breeze. I don't think there's an age limit to be put on this. Trick-or-treating, maybe. Because if you're walking around the neighborhood in your 60s asking for candy, then the police should be called.
Yeah, we have an issue there for sure.
But then again, I've never actually seen an 80-year-old dress up, you know?
Well, they might do some things in the nursing home. They might do Halloween parties in the nursing home.
Just because you're 80 doesn't mean you're in the home.
Well, if you are, I'm sure they throw some banging parties. So I had to Google it, right? Because I was like, I don't know. Let's take to the old Googsy, shall we? And there's no clear answer of when you should stop dressing up for Halloween, as age in which people choose to stop varies. Like you said, the trick-or-treating definitely stops around the age of 12 or 13.
Yeah.
But a survey found that 26% of adults believe that children are never too old to trick-or-treat. So I think they're going on that notion by saying we're adult children and we're going to keep celebrating even if we're not going out fetching candy.
I saw the most brilliant video of some guy that got free candy. He dressed up a little mannequin, little child, about 3-4 feet tall as a Spider-Man, and planted him on a woman's doorstep. Rang the doorbell. She's like, oh, wow. Dressed him up as Spider-Man. Was like, wow, that's amazing. What are you supposed to be, little boy? Are you Spider-Man? He's like, oh, he's deaf. He can't. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And gives the mannequin candy and then closes the door. He picks the mannequin up and goes to the next house. I was like, brilliant. Now that's how you get free candy.
That is the most screwed up thing I've actually ever heard.
Oh, it was so great.
Oh, my God. God.
Look like a little child.
I think one of the things about Halloween and celebrating Halloween is that it goes through different waves and stages of importance, right? So like when you're younger, all you care about is your costume or it's whatever you're into the most that year. I mean, parents know this. I mean, you know this if you grew up really into Halloween. I love The Little Mermaid, so I need to be Ariel for Halloween. And then when you get to college, It's a little bit of a different shift, and the slutty costumes start coming out.
Oh yeah,
Hannah Banana.
Hey,
what are you being for Halloween?
You said slutty costumes, and she ran in the mic.
Hey. Well, I have a couple costumes because you can't just have one. Mm-hmm. But no. But I'm being a sailor. I'm being Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that checks out. That's right? So you.
So me, and I'm still picking out some other ones. But
okay,
that's what I got.
How many nights are you celebrating?
The most amount that you can. I'm Thursday to Saturday next week, and then this weekend.
Yeah, you have this weekend too.
Yeah.
And you know what? The good news for you too is next Thursday it's going to be 68 degrees, so you might not have to wear a jacket over your costume.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That is the absolute worst. You're crafting your costume. I don't care if you're 6 or 65 and you have to wear a jacket over it because you're cold or your mom tells you to. Nah.
What's the thing? Do you remember your first Halloween costume for trick-or-treating?
I think I was... Oh, for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I think I was maybe a cheerleader or like Hermione or something like that.
Very different specs.
Mine was Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street. But it was just Oscar's... It was just the mask and then a huge winter coat.
Oh. I think it was like a pumpkin. So.
Okay. The thing is, though, guys, is it doesn't really matter your age when it comes to celebrating any holiday. Live it up. Because I love people that are young at heart.
Mm-hmm. And also, quick story, but like my parents met at a Halloween party for the first time.
Really?
My dad had a full-blown pumpkin on his head that he carved guys out. No, I'm not kidding. My mom was like, I want that guy.
Todd. Let me guess. He's holding a blue light.
150%. Yeah. I don't know how he drank it, but yes. He probably was like pulling the pumpkin up. And
oh, that'd just be so uncomfortable.
Rotting from the inside out.
Right. Yeah. He just stunk. And then your mom was like, oh, I'm taking this guy home.
It's like, that's my man's right there.
And so they met at a Halloween party.
Like kind of set up by people. Of like, hey, he's going to be here. She's going to be here. I think you guys would be a good match.
Is anybody...
And my dad showed up with a live pumpkin on his head.
Right.
Are you good, bro?
He's the best. If anyone's holding like a Halloween bash, anyone doing a Halloween costume party?
Yeah, I have one on Friday.
I would love to come through If you guys want to invite me, I'll come through. I just got to get a costume. I'm not going to lie. I dropped the ball this year a little bit like I did last year.
Wait, I think you should go out to a Halloween party with Hannah at NAS.
At NAS? I'm not showing up to a college. Are you out of your mind?
But where are you? Your house parties, right?
Maybe. I know we're going to like bars and stuff. Ooh. House parties kind of happen just on the day, I think. I never plan in advance.
Right. Hannah, who's the 40-year-old? That's...
Don't worry about it.
It's my stepdad.
It's my mentor or something. I don't know.
You want to talk about feeling like a minority? That's me.
For sure.
So do you
don't look 40, though. You're fine.
That's true. If you could guess.
They're going to be like, isn't that guy goes to Fisher?
I'm fishing for compliments here. But if you had to guess, we've never met, how old would you say I am?
No, because when I first came on here, I had no idea how old you were, and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out. Young, not 40.
How young?
Like 30s or something, maybe.
30s? 26 at
26,
best.
Like 19 for sure.
The guy at Wegmans
like,
the other
day. Say 26. Say 26.
I bought beer at Wegmans, and the guy was like, I just need to check your ID. He's like, oh my God, I thought you were 26. I was
That's
like,
kind yeah. of a flex.
Honestly, it's my skincare regimen. I've been doing it for a long time.
Did you know,
think I like
I
to
was,
eat healthy.
Did you? Well, that was a new thing. Did you think I was older than him?
No.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to know.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
53 for the high today. It's PXY mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. So here's the deal, you guys. Ontario Beach Park is the potential future site of a proposed Irish monument. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be commemorating the legacy of Irish Americans in Rochester, but the monument. That has come with some backlash. I will tell you that right now. Because as we know, in today's day and age, everyone needs something to be bothered by.
Yes, they do.
They've been holding some serious meetings and open forums about the monument. And one woman said, nothing against the Irish memorial. God, I love the Irish. But this is just not the right location for this type of thing. Somebody mentioned Durand Park. And I mean, that's a lovely spot over there. So they should have it someplace other than down here where we have one blank space, a space of green grass where people driving by can look out and see the beautiful lake. And there's nothing in the way to block their view. I mean, come on, really?
They're pissed.
That monument is going to obstruct their view when they're driving by. Like, well, I thought there was a lake here.
Doubt it. The lake is massive. It's basically an ocean. You're going to be just fine. Trust me.
Well, it's not even close to being an ocean, but for us, yes, it's a pretty decent
size. It's huge. You can't see the other side. It goes all the way to Canada.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like, I think it's a perfect spot for it. Put the monument in. But, you know, other members are saying, no! No! How dare you? This is a perfect location for this monument because it's a reminder of where my ancestors came from. So, yes, the debates are getting heated about the monument.
They're pissed.
The Monroe County legislator who represents the area of Charlotte where the monument would be built and hosted the open forum says this monument is important for all immigrants. Basically, what they're doing is, you know, they're giving opportunity for individuals to learn about the intent of the Aurora Society and why they're seeking to build an Irish monument in our community. And, you know, what they hope to do by creating a space for individuals to reflect on not only the Irish community, but all migrants within our community.
Correct.
Like my old man.
Your dad's like, okay.
I don't know what his opinion on this would be. Dad, what do you think about the statue going in over there?
Huh?
What?
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. Coming up, how do you tell somebody they need to wear deodorant?
There's no easy segue. There's just no easy segue.
There's no good transition to do this, you guys.
No.
I just, and by the way, how many of you, I need to know, 585-252-9800, how many of you put deodorant on before you go to bed at night?
Me.
I've been doing this for years.
The second I get out of the shower, no matter what time of day it is, I put it on.
And I saw the debate on Facebook yesterday because a girl wrote on Facebook, she goes, my husband does the oddest thing. He puts on deodorant every night before bed, and it's so strange. I go, I've been doing this most of my life.
Literally.
Since I started wearing deodorant. We got to talk about this. It's next on PXY.
98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Does anyone else put on deodorant before bed?
Yes.
Let's ask the tough hard-hitting questions here this morning, shall we? Someone on Facebook made a post yesterday that said, my husband does the oddest thing. He puts on deodorant every night before bed, and I find it so strange. Does anyone else do that? And I thought to myself, yes, I do this. I've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I take a shower, I put on deodorant, I go to bed.
And every time.
Every single time. I've never understood people that don't do that. You see what I'm saying? You sweat in your sleep.
You do sweat in your sleep, and you wake up and you smell. It's like you didn't even shower at all.
Yeah, it's like you didn't shower at all. I know. That's the thing. And, you know, I thought, let's ask the bigger question. Let's ask, how, because it needs to be addressed. How do you tell someone that they need to wear deodorant? Because
that's the question of the hour.
The company I worked for a couple years back, we had a girl that would show up who smelled so foul. And I don't want that to come off as aggressive, but I honestly can't think of another word. You guys, she was 30-something years old. She was an assistant, and you would have thought her insides were just rotting.
Oh, God.
Would not wear deodorant. And nobody, even the manager, would say anything to her about it.
Why?
Would refuse. I'm like, guys, somebody, they would try to send out, like, subtle hints. I'm like, I don't know how subtle they are. Because they would open up all the windows and all the doors and turn all the fans on when she was there.
She not notice?
The smell would just be circulating and blowing around the office.
It's disgusting.
And one morning, it was so horrendous that my boss actually stepped outside and threw up on the sidewalk.
Stop.
I swear, I'm not making this up. I walked out there and I said, Stephanie, I think it's time. We should probably say something. And she's like, I just feel so bad. I said, you're throwing up on the sidewalk.
Yeah, we're at a point right now where
I said, what do you say though? Hey, Mimi, Steph just threw up outside because your BO is so horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad because when she would walk by you within the office, and it was very small space, everyone would put their nose into their T-shirt. I never did this. I would hold my breath, and then I would just yell out, holy crap, it stinks in here.
Yeah.
And would never get the hint. Never. I'm like, this is a problem. Thank God I left that place.
Thank God.
Everybody there was so incompetent. I'm like, just it's not my job to tell her she stinks. I'll scream it out loud.
Yeah, like, you're like, I have meetings to attend. Like, what are we doing here?
It was so bad, Breezy. I couldn't wrap my head around how somebody cannot smell that.
I keep deodorant on me at all times. Like, it's always in my bag because, you know, sometimes we forget.
Right.
I mean, we're running out of the house and it's bad. And when you know, you know.
You know.
You can smell yourself. Like, you're the closest person to you. Of course you can smell.
I have never in my life seen somebody throw up because how awful somebody else smelled.
Vomiting. Just vomiting.
I'll never forget it.
We're getting some text. This person says, my fiance does this too. Always smells good. No sleep smell.
No sleep smell.
This person says, I 100% put deodorant on after a shower, but granted, I don't shower at night, so I don't put deodorant on right before bed, but I do sweat sometimes in my sleep, which is why I shower in the morning.
Yeah.
This person says, I've never put deodorant on before bed. I usually take a shower in the morning and then put it on before I go to work. But, like, I don't know. I'm a night showerer. I don't want to shower in the morning. Why do I need to shower? I have, like, minimal time. But I always put it on before bed because I have woken up in the morning when I didn't do that, and I literally reek.
Oh, it's
like
terrible.
I'm not even really doing anything, but you sweat in your sleep.
I'm trying to find a healthier deodorant because everybody gives me crap about the Gillette Clear Gel. Wild Rain. And I love the scent. I love the smell. I do not do powder. It has to be clear gel.
See, I don't do gel. I only do powder.
Oh, it's gross to me. It gets everywhere. It's on your clothes.
Or maybe it's not powder. It's the white stick.
They're like, think about the aluminum. It's clogging your pores. Think of the, I'm like, I know, well, whatever. Lisa says, you guys, this is a sensitive.
The gel's wet.
I like that. This is a sensitive topic. You need to be nice and be like, hey, I bought two of these deodorants, one for myself and one for you as a gift. Oh, yeah, that's
going to go over, right?
Yeah. Who else is here? Jamie says, oh my God, I could totally relate to this. Here we wear our finest designers and go to the office, and there's this one guy where the moment you enter, you know he's there first thing in the morning due to his stink. And I try to keep a good distance, as even my scent is insufficient to mask his stench. I wonder why nobody has ever told him anything. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing about Mimi.
Right.
Back out in California, nobody ever said. And you know what? She'd go in her car, it'd be 90 degrees outside. The windows would be up in her car, and she'd be smoking cigarettes. Blowing it around in her car.
She had some other issues going
on. Then she'd come out. Now she's covered with BO and cigarettes. I'm like, we can't let her in here.
Lock the doors. Lock the doors.
It was so foul.
Cancel her key fob. Oh, my God. I couldn't work under those conditions.
And they hired her to be an assistant, but she was also the cleaning person. And she would use the cheapest cleaning supplies known to man, where it would smell of this cheap chemical. So when you walk into the office, it was cigarettes mixed with BO and Pine Sol. And I'm like,
You mean to tell me they hired a cleaning person that can't even clean themselves?
Yeah.
That seems like an upper management issue.
It was.
Yeah, really, for sure.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. And she had a broken leg. And she was driving with the foot she had a cast on.
This story sounds made up.
I swear to God. I tell you, that's why people would come to the office. They're like, what kind of a clown show is this?
We're selling
skin cream.
Thank God you left that job. And now you work with one of the best co-hosts in the nation.
Yeah, I will say you do smell good. I'll give you that much. So
God.
It's a sensitive topic. But props to you for putting deodorant on before bed. Especially if you have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Women,
that you're sleeping with.
But people love when their partner smells good. It's not just women that are just going crazy over a guy that smells like cedar and birch. Men love.
I love the smell of a tree.
Men love a woman that smells like hints of patchouli and, whatever
patchouli?
Else. Patchouli? Oh, I love this smell. Or lavender. It's a very subtle, or mint.
I don't like any scents. It just needs to be
I love
regular.
The smell of my deodorant so much that I used to put a little bit on my neck and wear it as a cologne.
We gotta go. No, we gotta go.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.